that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is a Friday. We made it to the end of the week, everybody. Let's get it. All right, a couple of stories that caught my attention today. A lot of celebrities and other activists speaking out after an Alabama man was executed for his role in the 2004 killing of three police officers, whose name was Nathaniel Woods. He didn't pull the trigger to shoot the officers, but he was still put to death. So many layers to this story, hard to really give it the time it needs. But Sean King, who we know is an activist, he said it was the killing of an innocent man, and that we're crushed that Nate experienced this grisly injustice for his family. And a lot of people speaking out to T.I., people in the entertainment world and others who sort of track social justice and injustice, especially when it comes to people of color in the justice system. I don't know if you guys heard about this one, but former President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary speaking out in a documentary called Hillary, and they talked about the whole Monica Lewinsky episode. Former President Clinton says he feels terrible that the affair defined Monica Lewinsky's basically life. And when they asked him why he did this, he said that basically he did it to manage his anxiety. Like, he looked for love in these relationships, or this relationship, to cope with the pressure and disappointments. Yeah. And the fears
looking
of life.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Ruining somebody's life on that. And,
too,
you know,
many faces.
Hillary Clinton also said, you know,
the faces part.
What'd you say?
The faces part.
What happened with the faces part?
Never mind. That's kind of gross. Anyway.
Okay, I don't even want to. Okay. So, you know, that's interesting, though. It's running on Hulu. Hillary Clinton also weighing in and basically saying that she was mad as hell when it came out. And the first thing she said was, all right, you need to tell our daughter.
Oh, ooh, ouch. Woo! That hurts.
That, right?
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
That
oh,
hurts.
My goodness. That hurts.
All right.
Well,
how about this one?
I got to say something to you.
No, that's good. That's a good bill.
Thank you very much, Coca-Lani. Thank you.
That was good.
First of all, I did not sleep with that woman. Chelsea, I got something to tell you.
Mark, that is really good.
Thank you very much.
Coca, don't sleep on my husband now. Come on.
No,
let's end
intended.
With
pause. Pause.
You know what?
The coronavirus. It's here in the DMV.
My voice is weird right now.
Yeah. Okay. You're doing too
now
much coughing. Exactly.
No,
three cases in Montgomery County. Maryland has declared a state of emergency.
Oh, Lord.
Here's the silver lining in this. So it's an
silver
elderly
lining.
Couple. They're in good health. They're self-quarantined. Also a person in their 50s. So, yes, they have the coronavirus, but... But we've seen a lot of elderly people, especially in Washington
lining?
State.
Yeah, the
they're in good
in
condition.
Yeah, but they live
other
in
other people have been dead. They're
they live
in good
in our
condition.
County, and you know they went to
oh,
Whole
you
Foods.
Guys live in Montgomery County?
Well,
they,
you know, some
they went to the Whole
to,
Foods.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so here's my question at this point. At this point, like, are you afraid now? At this point, are you changing up the way you do things? Are you going to the movies this weekend? You going to see the cherry blossom? I'm like, what are you doing at this point? And you're washing your hands 15 times a day. So I want to, like, know what the DMV is doing, because we have cases in D.C.,
that's
Maryland,
true.
And Virginia. So,
so the DMV.
The DMV.
Well, including Baltimore.
Is it?
No.
Call
Baltimore's
me.
Like, we're good.
How is this affecting your life? Call me. 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Call now, 202-432-WHUR. Good afternoon.